Pulse 95.
We have it all covered. So we've got you covered. That's right. So stick around because tonight's Kalam Astro is all about the wonders of space and it's going to be simply amazing. The stars are going to be our storytellers and the cosmos will be our playground. You won't want to miss a single moment of Kalam Astro tonight and every night, I mean every time on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
Hello there, listeners, and welcome back to Kalam Astro. Thank you for tuning back in after the break, so, because we've got lots and lots to talk about. So, tonight's show is all about the moon, because we've got a lunar park discussion waiting for you. Now, last time we did get to cover everything about the moon. Well, not everything about the moon, to be honest, because we talked a lot, but then there's still more to cover. So tonight we will be diving deeper in all the fascinating lunar facts and mysteries. And as promised last week, I promised you that we will be exploring the debate between those who believe in the moon landings and those who don't. Well, because we will be able to present evidence of the moon landing and unravel the truth behind this very, very hot topic. And I promise you it's going to be an eye-opening discussion. Now remember, last time we talked about the moon's characteristics and we shared some exciting details about the Astrobotic Peregrine mission, which happened last week on January 8th at 10:18 a.m. UAE time. Well, I must give you a quick update about the mission because the mission is actually quite new and it happened on January 8th. Now, because America's latest mission actually to soft land on the moon I'm very, very sad to say that it's actually in trouble. That's because the Peregrine spacecraft has actually, which is developed by Pittsburgh-based Astrobotic, actually faced a critical issue with its propulsion system. And this has actually caused it to lose critical amounts of fuel. Did I say actually a lot? I think I said the word actually a lot. Never mind. Right. So then this actually had impacted the... I said actually again. Anyway, this has really impacted the spacecraft's ability to generate electricity. So now a soft moon landing is deemed impossible. But, however, there's a but in the matter. Right. The spacecraft has surpassed its original estimated lifespan and is actually continuing to operate in space. And I just said actually again. I don't know what's wrong with me today with the word actually. Anyhow, right. So I must remind you that this mission was actually part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services program and carried multiple NASA science payloads. Now, despite the setback, this spacecraft has actually again demonstrated its operational capabilities in space. But we can say that the future of this pioneering mission is currently uncertain. So we don't know what's going to happen next with the Peregrine mission. So what else have we covered last time as well? Right. We gave stargazing tips and a peek at which planets will be near the moon this month in January. And we also read a never-before-read letter from our legendary astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, who set foot on the moon. We talked about all of that. Still more to explore, so buckle up and get ready for an out-of-this-world experience as we venture into the lunar realm, right here on Kalam Astro.
This is Pulse 95. All day, every day. This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back, everyone, to Kalam Astro. So tonight, as we mentioned, we are embarking again on a thrilling journey to one of my favorite celestial bodies, which is the moon. And as always, I'm absolutely thrilled to have you join me in exploring this incredible destination. So let's not waste any time. Get ready, because I'm about to launch the rocket. So here we go. I'll start the engine. Let's go.
The engine.
We are now nearing the moon, the mesmerizing celestial orb that glows in the night sky, casting a gentle, beautiful light. Now, this big rocket in the sky, which is the moon, has sparked myths and spooky stories for ages. But did you know that some real facts about it are even more surprising? Well, it's time to share a few, and this will make you see the night sky in a whole new way starting tonight. Right, so let's start. First, did you know that a lot of stuff is left on the moon and all of it is actually junk from space missions? And that is because there's something even more spooky and scary there, which is the ashes of a guy named Eugene Shoemaker, who is a famous scientist. And these ashes were actually sent to the moon by NASA. So along with all the old space gear and junk, there's a little piece of history resting on the lunar there. Also, back in the old days, people thought that a full moon could make you sick or even act strangely or a bit weird. So the word lunatic actually comes from the word moon sick. So lunatic means moon sick. It's a spooky idea, but I'm sure all of us know that the moon doesn't really make us act that way. In fact, it's actually too beautiful to do that. I'm sure all of you agree. Right, so what else do we have? Scary or surprising facts? Well, this is a good one. Listen to this one. Now, even though it's been a very, very long time since people actually went to the moon, you can still see their footprints up there. The footprints actually remain fresh. The footprints are very fresh, and well, you can't say it's actually like aliens or Bigfoot or something. They're just the footprints that are left by the astronauts, and they remain fresh, which is so weird, okay? But actually, because there's no wind or water on the moon, so these footprints can last for millions of years. You might also remember seeing the moon turn a spooky red color back in 2015. Now, back then, it made so much people wary, yet it's not a sign of werewolves or anything bad or terrible happening or the end of the world, so you don't have to worry about that, because scientists actually said that it's just an astronomical event where the Earth's shadow makes the moon look a bit rusty and red. Right, so that was back in 2015. I don't know if you've witnessed it or not, but I do remember back in 2015, I did actually see a red moon, which looked a bit creepy. Also, so when astronauts went to the moon, they saw that their shadows looked really dark there, like really, really black. And that's because the moon doesn't have an atmosphere like Earth does. So the sun and the Earth give a bit of light. But it's still really hard to see the shadows. So even though scientists know all about these moon facts, there are still 13 mysteries about the moon that they haven't figured out yet. Well, now that you know these fascinating moon facts or spooky information about the moon, we shall go on a quick break to start our debate about the moon landings. For now, over and out until we come back. So keep it here on Pulse 95.
Heart of Shaggy. This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro, and I hope you've enjoyed the break and are ready to start our debate about the moon landings. Now, as I mentioned, some people believe in it and some people don't. Let's start with the people who don't believe in the moon landings. Why don't they believe in the moon landings? Right, so now the first point people always debate on is skepticism. And that is all because of the technology of the 1960s. You know, because the first moon landing was the Apollo 11 mission in the 19, in 1969. Correct me if I'm wrong. Right, so the technology of the 1960s being capable of sending astronauts to the moon and safely returning them back to Earth, kind of like you would probably just suspect that. You go like, the technology is not very advanced, because if you really think about it, it's quite unbelievable. The technology was not that much advanced that time, so it would make it nearly impossible for the moon landing to happen. And if it really did, why haven't they tried to go back to the moon again with the technology advancing year after year? And we are in 2024 now, so why hasn't any other man still not gone up to the moon all that time since the 1960s? This makes you think a little bit, right? Yes, it does, because you go like, yeah, that's true, because if technology is advanced, why hasn't anyone else other than Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin have gone up all that time through all that time? So that's true. So why haven't they tried to send anyone since the 1960s? It's much easier to do that now with the technology advancements and scientists knowing more and more about the moon and space. So why? This is why skepticism is one important point for those who don't believe in the moon landing. One more point is, the photographs and videos from the moon landings has led to suspicions. Well, it was suspected because the images taken as proof of the moon landings were believed to be faked. Because surely, if the sun were the only light source, right, then the shadows should be parallel. However, the pictures proved the whole scene was mocked up in a studio, with multiple light sources creating different shadow patterns. Also, it is believed that Apollo astronauts could not have survived Earth's radiation field, because Earth is surrounded by a zone of charged particles known as the Van Allen radiation belt. So if that is the case, how do the Apollo astronauts travel through the Van Allen radiation belt and out of the Earth's orbit unharmed? It seems impossible. So surely the amount of radiation would have killed one of the astronauts, at least one. You know one. Another one is, why are there no stars in the pictures of NASA's moon landings? There's another moon landing issue. This is one of the moon landing issues, which has caught conspiracy theorists' eyes. If the images really were taken on the moon, shouldn't the sky be filled with stars? Because after all, there is no atmosphere to distort the image, so there are no clouds to interrupt that, the beautiful, glorious view of stars. So why aren't there no stars? So conspiracy theorists argue that the lack of stars in the Apollo 11 mission photographs prove that the event was staged. They believe that NASA could not have faked the full wonder of the lunar sky, and so they simply chose not to include any stars at all. Now, most importantly, the Apollo 11 US flag was waving in the wind, but there is no wind on the moon, right? So Buzz Aldrin saluting the proudly waving American flag on the moon remains one of the iconic images of the Apollo 11 mission, which is a declaration of US supremacy over space race rivals, the Soviet Union. So if there is no atmosphere on the moon, there is no wind. So why is the flag waving? Well, with all these conspiracy theories and questions asked, we will have to go on a short break to answer the questions and debunk each and one of them. Do text us on 4215 if you know any answers to these questions. We would love to hear from you, definitely. Right, with that being said, do not go anywhere and stay right here. We are answering all of these interesting questions right here. So stay with us right here on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro. Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. I hope you had a wonderful break and enjoyed the music. Right, so for now, we will have to dive right into answering all the questions given by those who don't believe in the moon landings. Right, so because it's time to debunk all of the conspiracy theories. I must say now, I'm actually on the side of those who believe in the moon landings, and here are the reasons why. So let's take each question one by one. Now, the first question in the debate was, why NASA have not tried to go back to the moon again with the technology advancing year after year? And the reason is because of a few simple reasons. It's because they focused on other space projects, like the Space Shuttle and the International Space Station. Also, it costs a lot of money, and NASA's budget is used for many different space projects. NASA has also explored other places like Mars and asteroids with robots, so they work with other countries as well on space missions. And sometimes these missions do involve going to places beyond Earth, like the International Space Station. Not to mention that NASA is always looking at new technology and science to see what it will help in the future with the future of space exploration. And this includes going back to the moon. And recently, NASA has been planning to return to the moon with the Artemis program, which aims to send humans to the moon by 2024 this year and stay there for longer missions. And the first one is the Peregrine mission that we've discussed and talked about. So, let's move on to how Apollo astronauts survived Earth's radiation field, the Van Allen. Well, that is because of firewalking. If you've ever done firewalking, you'll know that one thing you don't do is to stay around in the middle of the fire pit. You can cross as quickly as you can. So from a science point of view, as long as you walk across quite quickly, looking at the thermal conductivity of your feet, you are not going to have enough thermal energy going into the soles of your feet to burn you, and you're absolutely fine. Just don't hang around in the middle. So in a similar way, the transit time through the Van Allen radiation belt right at the beginning of the Apollo voyages was incredibly short. So traveling through the Van Allen radiation belt, if you're traveling through it, if you're going fast enough, which you need to be doing that, because if you're going to the moon, you need to travel real fast, then there's no problem. Moving to why are there no stars in the pictures of the NASA's moon landings? Let's talk about that. Well, that's because during the moon landing, the astronauts' cameras were set to capture the bright lunar surface and astronauts, so they couldn't pick up the dim light of distant stars. Also, the moon landing happened during the lunar day time, and the glare from the sun and the reflection of light off the moon. This made it hard for the cameras to see the faint stars in the background. Even though astronauts could see the stars with their own eyes, the cameras couldn't capture them because of how they were set up. Let's talk about Apollo 11 US flag waving in the wind. But there is no wind in the moon or on the moon. Well, on the moon, it's true there's no wind because there's no atmosphere. And when the astronauts actually planted the flag, they moved it back and forth to make it stay in place. Now, this movement made the flag look like it was waving, and it was moving, but it wasn't caused by the wind. It was just the effect of the flag's motion in the airless environment of the moon. Well, with all of the questions being answered, do text us on 4215 to let us know which side are you on? Those who believe in the moon landings or those who don't? And if you have any other ideas or reasons to debate, again, do text us on 4215. We would love to hear your thoughts and ideas. A quick break and we are coming back, so don't go anywhere. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95. Talk about radio? It's Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro. Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. So, as we finish up our interesting episode tonight talking about the moon landings, I must say that I had so much fun, and I'm sure that all of you have. Right, so it was really quite interesting to debate and debunk all the conspiracy theories about the moon landing. So it was very fast, but then was still interesting. Now, as I said, I'm on the side of moon landings because I love the moon so much and I do believe everything is possible. I'm still pretty much disappointed with what happened with the recent Peregrine mission to the moon, however, but I do believe that NASA still has more in store and will not give up until they land on the moon again. I must say, NASA should really work harder on having astronauts land on the moon again, because this will be the final killer reply to all those who don't believe in the moon landing. And I'm sure it is going to happen this year, 2024, very, very, very soon. If not, then next year, but I do have high hopes it's going to be this year. And if it really did, all of these debates will end. Pretty much excited with what's going to happen this year on 2024, to be honest. Not only for the moon, which I love very, very much, I have to add that, but with all of the space exploration, because as we mentioned, technologies are growing and scientists are learning more and more about the universe, the vast, vast universe. But then again, always not enough, because the universe is vast and full of wonders. With that being said, I would love that you share your ideas and thoughts and tell us, what do you think about tonight's debate? Which side are you on? Are you on the side of moon landings or against the moon landings, or you don't believe it in the moon landings? Do text us on 4215 as always and let us know what you guys think. We would love to hear your thoughts and ideas about the moon landings and anything about space, definitely. If you have any suggestions or thoughts or probably topics that you would like for us to discuss on Kalam Astro, we are more than open to listen to any of your suggestions for future discussions. Definitely, we would love to hear from you. I love receiving texts from you guys. It's amazing. Right, so with that being said, it is time to sign out. But don't forget, we are meeting again tomorrow night at 7 p.m. same time, right here at these amazing radio waves of Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
Listening to
Pulse 95.
Pulse 95. It's Pulse 95.